Philip Gaines was a surprise pick. Not a lot of people were familiar with the name, but when you start to think about it and do some digging, it really makes a lot of sense. He has lightning quick speed, and he has the ability to track down footballs that a lot of guys can't get to. And if you can add the fastest player to your secondary by making one draft pick, then you do it.
A big guy, long arms, has some speed, has a knack for, you know, knocking some passes down, can play that press man coverage.
He has good ball tracking skills. So Philip Gaines is going to be able to give you a guy that knows where the football's at and knows how to get to the football.
The Chiefs probably felt a little bit lucky. I'm sure they had him graded a lot higher than this. You get a corner that's over 6 feet tall, just over 200 pounds, long arms, to go up against today's, you know, power forward style wide receivers.
The receivers are getting bigger, so the cornerbacks better get bigger. Offenses are all based on timing, right? And that's the way that you can disrupt timing, making sure that he's not where the quarterback thinks he's going to be at the right time. At least on the surface, before we go into training camp, it seems like a perfect match.
DeAnthony Thomas is a player who we saw at Oregon make plays on a national scale, but I don't think people realize just how good he was in college.
Little guy at Oregon that was always scoring 85-yard touchdowns and stuff. An explosive, not just fast, but quick guy that can run away from people in the open field and also make a miss.
Essentially, he's got speed and quickness, but that quickness is something that only Jamaal Charles has on this football team right now. And guess what? Now DeAnthony Thomas does as well.
I think if we look back a year from now on this draft class, the name that we'll probably say the most as having the most immediate impact will likely be DeAnthony Thomas because of how many different places that he can fit into the offense, which we know Coach Reed loves.
When you have a guy that has that kind of versatility and that kind of speed on your roster, he could technically help you out at running back, wide receiver, returner. And I remember the Chiefs area scout basically called him the Swiss Army. And that is a perfect definition for what DeAnthony Thomas can do.
They go out and they get Aaron Murray, and everybody immediately says this is a great pick.
Aaron fit Andy Reid's system to a T.
He's a mobile quarterback, he has a strong arm, and he comes up in big moments in big games.
4 years at that program in the SEC, he's won a lot of games. That's some good leadership, that's smarts, that's a lot of things that NFL teams look for. So
you're getting a kid that's battle tested. He's played against the Auburns, the Alabamas, played in the SEC championship game. Aaron has been there, done that, and that's a very important trait to have.
I think they got a second round talent in the fifth round because there were other guys they liked, other talented players that they were able to get before him and still get a high value in Aaron Murray. So Murray probably couldn't have asked for a better spot to go to than Kansas City because there isn't pressure to get on the field right away. He comes to a guy who's considered somewhat of a quarterback guru. There's no doubt that Andy Reid has the ability to get him ready to play at the highest level.
Addressing the offensive line was and always is a good idea. They did that in acquiring in the sixth round Zach Fulton out of Tennessee and Laurent Duvernay-Tardif out of McGill in Canada. Both of these players are very big. They can play guard. They can play tackle.
With Fulton, you have another guy that's played in the SEC. So he's been a part of those big lights, but above everything else, he's comfortable in zone blocking. He can get to the second level. He has that aggression that you need in a player. Now with LDT, you're getting a raw piece of clay, but a very athletic raw piece of clay.
Aggressive, physical, tough.
You're taking a flyer on a guy that has high upside athletic ability and a guy that you can mold.
There are tools there, and you shape him into an NFL player. And when you've got those physical tools and you've got the physicality that he showed on tape, you've got a pretty good place to start.